Blog Talk Radio.
I am the creator, I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation held. I am He who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am He.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. And the purpose is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and many decisions of the first 3 years. Tonight we have a special guest, and you are going to enjoy her. She's going to be coming on and giving us some encouragement. And the title of her message tonight is Faithfulness of God in the Midst of the Storm. When I read that, it's so amazing that the last speaker title was God's Faithfulness. And also, reading my title in this of my story in the Widow's Touch book, it says, God prepares for the storm. And He certainly does. He said He will never leave us, forsake us. So He will do just that. He's faithful, and He will be there in the midst of the storm. Our guest tonight is Penelope Ivey. She's a licensed and ordained minister. She is the founder and minister leader for Penelope Pearl of Wisdom Women's Ministry. With the ministry, she teaches a monthly Woman Bible Study and hosts annual Women Conference in November. Penelope Pearl of Wisdom is designed to empower, encourage, equip, motivate, and inspire women to move from the pain of their past to the place of victory and wholeness that God has promised. Penelope currently works as an operating room nurse. She is a widow, and a single mother of 3 young adults. The reason why I called her Penelope, because that's when I first met her, that's what before she became a licensed and ordained minister. Penelope also was a part of our ministry many years ago when her husband transitioned back in November 2002. Well, I want her to give her all the time that she needs tonight to give you that encouragement that you need. I am going to have her to come on now and give her the air and let her speak and give us words of encouragement from the Lord. Penelope?
Yes.
Are you there?
I am here.
Wonderful. I am going to go ahead and give the air to you.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. God bless you, and thank you so much for tuning in. And I am so grateful to Ms. Hollis for extending the invitation to me to share with you what God has placed on my heart. And I'm here to provide support and encouragement not only for widows, but also to those that have lost loved ones. I've lost my former husband, as she stated. My dad also passed away. And even more recently, within the last month, my brother passed away unexpectedly. My former husband passed away over 15 years ago, and as she stated, I raised my three children as a single parent. But I can say that in the midst of all of the losses that I've had to endure, that God has been faithful, and God has shown himself so strong and so mighty in my life. And the Bible says in Philippians 1:6 that being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in us shall complete it, shall perform it, and perfect it until the day of Christ. And I held on to that as one of my favorite scriptures, and God has shown himself so strong and mighty in my life. And that's why I'm able to share with you this evening based upon what I've gone through and what I've had to endure. But right now I'll pray quickly, and then we'll move into the lesson that God has given me. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just come thanking you, God, for who you are and all that you've done. There is nothing that is too hard for you, God, and apart from you, we can do nothing, and with you, all things are possible. And right now in the name of Jesus, God, I come speaking to those that are grieving losses. Father God, I ask you to comfort them like never before. Father God, I ask you to be everything that they stand in need of, God. I ask you to renew their minds, Father God. I ask you to heal their hearts. I ask you to deliver their souls, and I ask you to change their lives, Father God, so that you get the glory in everything that we're having to face and go through. We honor you, bless you, and thank you for what you have done and doing, God, and we just ask you to show up mightily in this broadcast, and may lives be changed as a result. I honor you, bless you, and give you praise for choosing me, and call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. The first thing that I'm going to do is quickly and briefly talk about the five stages of grief. And if you need to, grab some paper and a pen, because I'm going to give you several things and some scripture. But the first thing I'm going to talk about are the five stages of grief. And if you need to, the website for this information that I obtained is grief.com. That is G-R-I-E-F, grief.com. The first stage of grief is denial. That is also known as the shock and the disbelief stage when you first hear of someone passing or transitioning. The first stage is denial. The second stage is anger. That is when we become angry at ourselves, we become angry at others, we become angry at doctors and other healthcare professionals, thinking that they may not have done certain things. We become angry with family, a loved one that passed away, and sometimes we even become angry at God. So our second stage of grief is anger. The third stage of grief is bargaining. That is when we say, what if I do this? Then maybe this is a dream. Maybe this really isn't happening. Or if only I had done this. And the thing is that we want life to be like it was, so we're in a bargaining stage. That's number three. Number four, that's the depression stage. That's where we withdraw from life, and that's where we withdraw or have intense feelings of sadness. But that's our depression stage. And the final stage is acceptance. And acceptance is meaning that we accept the reality that our loved one is physically gone, and recognize that the new reality is a permanent reality. So, again, the five stages of grief are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. So the title of my message, as she stated, is The Faithfulness of God in the Midst of the Storm. And like I said, God has truly been faithful to me and to my family. And I could not have made it, could not have endured without him being with me, without his grace touching me and upon me and my children in this season in our lives. The scripture that I'm going to read is Romans 8:28. It reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose." I promise you that God will cause this season in your life. He will turn it around so that it will work together for your good, so that you can find joy and have some happiness. There is a lesson as well as a blessing in every season that we have to go through. Everything that we have to face, there is something that we can learn, and there's something that we will benefit in the end, and that's our blessing. in these seasons and in this time, God reveals things to us about himself, about life, and about people. And that's some of the lesson. I would not be able, as I shared with you, to minister to you tonight had I not gone through the things that I've had to face. I wouldn't have a story. I wouldn't have anything to share. But I can promise you that now I can tell God, thank you for what I've endured. Thank you for the things, because it has brought about maturity. It has brought about development of character. And it has placed me, or put me in a place where I can minister to others and help other people that have gone through and that are going through and will go through the same thing. Everybody, including us, will have a story, but it's all for God's glory. So in the end, you're going to have a story to tell somebody, just as I have my story to share with you. I now have a greater sensitivity to grief and to those that have lost loved ones. Because of my losses, I have a greater sensitivity for others. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, that there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. It also says that there's a time to cry, but then guess what? It says that there's a time to laugh. We may have been caught by surprise with what has happened, but God was not surprised, and he allowed such things. But I can say that you may have been or may be in a season of mourning, but I promise you that you will smile again. And as I said, nothing catches God by surprise, but we have to trust God with what he allows and what he brings our way, and we have to rest in him. Okay, the next thing, God will wipe away every tear from your eyes. As we grieve these losses, God, I promise you, will wipe every tear from your eyes. The Bible says in Psalms 126:5 that every tear that we sow, we shall reap in joy. So every tear that you shed, God will bottle those tears, and you will reap in joy. Psalms 126:5. I want to encourage you that God will heal you everywhere that you hurt. God knows everything that's going on inside of us, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And God is so faithful, and I said that he will heal you everywhere that you hurt. God loves you. He knows where you are, and he cares about you. You have to know that what concerns you, it does concern God. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, Psalm 34:19, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God can, he will, and he does deliver us out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God does deliver us out of them all. There is hope after this season, after this time in our lives, and I promise you that. God is faithful, he has been, and he will continue to be. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. He's just waiting for us to cry out to him and to seek his face and to fall on our faces so that he can impart in us everything that we need to endure in this season. We have to know and recognize that the season that we're in, it will not last forever. It will not last forever. You've heard the saying that this too shall pass. And there's a song, I think it was Reverend James Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken, this too shall pass. I promise you that the sun will shine again. And as I stated, as I sit here before you, if I've gone through and God brought me through, he's no respecter of persons, and he'll do the same thing for you. He's just waiting for you to hold on to his unchanging hand. And it will get better. The season will change. God promises in his word that he will never leave you nor forsake you. You may feel alone right now, but I promise you that you're not. God is with you every step of the way. And for those that are grieving, as I stated, I want to continue to encourage you that you continue to look to the Lord and that you continue to lift up your eyes to the hills from which cometh your help. For your help does come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And in my darkest times, in those times in my life, I had to lift up my eyes to the hills realizing that my help only came from my Father who made heaven and earth. But guess what? He also made us as well. So he knows every fiber of our being, everything that we're facing, everything that we will face. We have to trust him with it because he has the answer and he is the way. For those that are grieving the loss of a loved one, there are seven things that I have to share with you, seven keys, seven things to remember. And as I stated, you may want to have your paper and pen. Seven is the number of completion or perfection. And when the Lord gave me this, I had no idea that I would have seven things to share with you at the end. But seven is the number of completion as well as perfection. And when grieving the loss of a loved one, number one, the first thing is to don't do life alone. Don't walk this road alone because we need other people. We need family. We need friends. We need their support and encouragement. So don't isolate yourself. Stay connected with people. Stay connected with your local church. So number one, when grieving the loss of a loved one, the key is don't do life alone because we need each other. Number two, don't be afraid or ashamed to get help from a licensed professional Christian counselor or from counseling from your local church. People used to say years ago or used to think that going to a counselor, that was taboo. But if we can go to doctors when we have headaches and heartaches and when high blood pressure and blood sugar issues, when things go wrong with our bodies, we can go to someone that has been trained and that is led by the Holy Ghost that can help us walk through the pain and the things that we're facing so we can have help and healing for our minds. The Bible says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotion, and we need help sometimes with our mind and our emotions, and there's nothing wrong with reaching out for help. So number two, don't be afraid or ashamed to get help from a Christian professional. Number three, keep busy and stay active. Keep busy and stay active. Don't become stagnant. Explore hobbies. What do you like to do? Find things to keep you busy, to keep you moving, to keep your mind moving. It may be travel. It may be sports. It may be exercise. Become a part or affiliated with social organizations. And one of my big things is to volunteer. Find hurting people that need help. You're hurting, and if we're hurting, we can help others. That's where we help the most. So volunteer and find people that are hurting and that need help and that need love and the love that you have to give. Number four, hold on to and cherish the memories that you have and hope to see your loved one again in the sweet by and by. Hold on to and cherish the memories that you have. Number five, who are you apart from and separate from the loss of your loved one? Because sometimes we lose ourselves in the midst of our loss. We don't know who we are. So who are you apart from and separate from the loss of your loved one? You are the apple of God's eyes. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And guess what? Your loss does not define you. God still has a plan for and a purpose for your living. So you hold your head up and you keep lifting your eyes up to the hills from which cometh your help, because you are who God created you to be and you can become that. And your loss did not define you. You are the apple of his eye and you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Number six, this is for widows. If and when you choose, there is hope and you can find love again. This is specifically for widows. If and when you choose, there is hope and you can find love again. But in the meantime, as you heal, work on you and walk in your purpose and what God created you to do. Because as I stated, it's not over. We have to keep it moving. Not that we're ignoring what has happened in our lives, but we just have to keep moving because life keeps moving as well. So we have to keep it moving. And then number seven, we have to always keep and put God first in every area of our lives. The Bible says to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything, all things will be added unto you. So always keep and put God first in every area of your lives. And what I'm going to do is go from the top quickly again, just in case you were taking notes. When grieving the loss of a loved one, don't do life alone. That is number one. Number two, don't be afraid or ashamed to get help from professional Christian counselors. Number three, keep busy and stay active. Don't become stagnant. Keep it moving. Because if you sit in the house and you just start to wonder and you start to get in deeper into a depression. Number three, hold on to and cherish the memories that we have. Number five, who are you apart from what has happened to you? God still has a plan for your life. Number six, this is for widows. If you choose to and if you would like, there is still hope and you can find love again. Number seven, always keep and put God first in every area of your lives. I'm going to quickly name the five stages of grief again. The website is grief.com, G-R-I-E-F.com. The five stages of grief, the first one is denial. The second one is anger. Number three is bargaining. Number four is depression. And number five is acceptance. The scriptures that I've shared with you are Philippians 1:6. Again, that is Philippians 1:6, Romans 8:28. Again, that's Romans 8:28, Psalms 126:5, Psalms 126:5, and also Psalm 34:19. Again, that's Psalm 34:19. This is Penelope's Pearls of Wisdom, as I shared. My contact information is ppofwisdom.com. That stands for Penelope's Pearls of Wisdom. Again, that is P as in Paul, P as in Paul, of wisdom.com. My email address is ppofwisdom@gmail.com. And I'm going to close out and pray for you, and then Ms. Hollis will come back on the air. But Father, right now in the name of Jesus, again, I thank you for this opportunity to have shared with your people, Father God. I pray that from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God, that you have touched them, that you have revealed yourself to them and will continue to reveal yourself to them in Jesus' name, God. I trust you that you will continue to heal them, that you will continue to renew their minds and continue to touch them, Father God, every day, Father God, as we're in these stages of our grief and as we grieve the loss of our loved ones, Father. I just thank you for the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, Father God. I ask you to bless the leaders, Father God. Touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Be everything that they stand in need of, Father God. Move mightily in them, Father God, and allow the ministry to expand to touch more widows and more people that are grieving, Father God. We just honor you and thank you, Father God, for there is nothing that is too hard for you. We bless you. We thank you. We call this and all things done, and we declare it to be so in the matchless name of Jesus. We honor you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Ms. Hollis, it's back over to you.
Thank you so much, Penelope. That was wonderful. And I hope that all of you had a pen and a piece of paper because she went back over again, so she was very clear, and these points are just wonderful. When I lost my husband, denial, angry, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. I don't know if you are experiencing or you have. I know I did. Denial helped me to get through to plan my husband's funeral. And I was angry with God. Yes, I was. I questioned him, asked him why, and why now. All these things, bargaining, yes, I bargained with him. Why? I mean, couldn't I have worked couldn't have done this ministry without losing my husband. Yes, I did go in a somewhat of a depression, but I had my little babies to keep me grounded. Penelope, you had three babies also when your husband, as well. How old were they?
Yes, ma'am. When my former husband passed away, my baby had just turned two, and my twins were about to be four. So they were still all under the age of four at the time. And I did go through a depression, which lasted for many years.
Yes. So, see, God is showing you through Penelope and also myself. We had babies we had to raise, but he helped us. He helped us. He said he would never leave us or forsake us. And he did just that. Yes, we went through all of those different things that she mentioned. But look, we can say it's victory. Victory in all of this now. Because here, Penelope, she has a ministry called Penelope Pearls of Wisdom. I went to her annual women's conference last November. It was wonderful. Had a large crowd. I mean, look what God is doing with us. There's a purpose in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in Romans 8:28, we can't understand what good can come out of this. But God is showing you that good can come out of this. It does take some time, but there's healing. It's a healing process. And all of these things that she mentioned, yes, you have to go through it. But God is walking with you every step of the way. And I hope that you were able to be encouraged in knowing that you can get through this time in your life. Yes, it's dark sometimes, but there's a light also. He will show you that light. You just have to ask him and just be encouraged. All of these things are so important that she mentioned in her inspirational message to us tonight. And I thank you so much, Penelope, to know that, you know, I don't care how many ministry, women ministry, or widows, or grief ministry out there. There is enough for everybody because, see, Penelope, you can't reach everyone. I can't reach everyone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he puts different people out there to do his work.
Yeah.
I thank you so much for being still a part. You were at our anniversary last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you so much for still supporting us, and I will continue to support you. So
yes,
God
ma'am.
Has a purpose, and it can be good. Good can come out of it. And
yes,
I thank you once to continue to be faithful in doing God's will. We only have a few more minutes left, and what I wanted to I have a few announcements that I want to make, but there was another point that I wanted to mention. I wrote down some of the things, really most of the things that you mentioned, the scripture. Those scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Read those scriptures because God will give you that strength through these scriptures that she mentioned to you as well. So I'm hoping that you wrote everyone down and at different points because everything that she said part of going through the grief. And I have two announcements. The last hour, we are going to New Orleans, by the way. Anyone that's on the line that is not you on the line for the first time, we are going to New Orleans in June 18th through the 22nd. If you would like to be a part of this trip, you still have time. Just contact me at 770-981-9. That's 770-981-9118. Also, the second payment is due this coming weekend, and the final payment is due April 15th. And that is we can't extend that time any further because we have to get the payments to the tour company. So I hope that if you are not on board already, that you will give me a call and be a part of our annual trip that we go. We go to a different location every year. And also, have a great Resurrection Weekend. Just like Penelope indicated, it's important that you stay busy and don't be alone. Don't be alone. Be with family and friends. This helps to keep your mind off of things that is not healthy. So please spend time with your friends and family this weekend. And have a great one. Thank you again so much, Penelope.
You are welcome. You are welcome.
You are ready to come back and give us another great message. You know that you're welcome. And thanks again.
Yes, ma'am.
Like I
you
say.
You are welcome. God bless you.
And thank you. Thank you. And you're welcome as well. So this is it because this is the end of our show. So be blessed. Tune in again. Next week I will have another speaker, new speaker. So keep listening and be encouraged. Be blessed and have a great week and a great resurrection weekend. Good night.
Good night.
Where would I go? How would I have?